in chapter 25. Leviticus 25. Now you got to listen to this message today and everything that I teach, because at the end of this, I might give away $500 to the person who can answer the question based on the message that I preach. I said I might. My point to you is, just don't come for either a religious experience of some type or come just to get your ticket punched. You say, well, I feel better. I went to church today. Now, there's knowledge that God has for you. Plus the fact, when you hear the word, you get washed. Say amen to that. You get washed. When I say that, I mean God washes you with the word, just like you want to take a shower. You know, it washes you. The word of God washes your spirit. Word of God washes your mind. Praise God. Brainwashed with the word of God. So come looking for a word from God. Don't just come because your favorite preacher is preaching. Come because you know that's what you're supposed to do. Say amen to that. The Bible says, forsake not assembling of yourselves together with believers. That for you to stop coming or some, you know, just put it in a lesser place, that's not honoring God. And if you don't honor God, the Bible talks about he can't honor you. So honor God with your presence. Do you expect me to be here? Then I expect you to be here. Say amen to that. Amen. So this is not some kind of club, folks. This is the church, the most powerful institution in the world. This is it. Praise God. All right. Let's look at this. This is Leviticus chapter 25. Now, the whole thing that affects people's lives is something called provision. Provision. Now, if you know anything about vision, you need provision for vision. If you have a vision, the next thing you're going to need is provision to bring it to pass. Am I right about it? You're going to need some kind of resources to make that happen. And God made it that way. And what the enemy tries to do is he tries to keep the provisions out of your hands. But God wants them in your hands. And if you're trying to get the provision, the normal way without the anointing of God, the enemy can control your provision. It'll be hard for you to get it. I want you to hear that, because that's real. The Bible says, we'll get there. He says that the whole earth, a whole world, is under the control of the wicked one. The whole world. It didn't say half of it. It said the whole world is under the control of the evil one. I'm going to give you that scripture when we get into it, but you can find that scripture itself in John chapter 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. He said, the whole world lieth in wickedness. Another translation says, the whole world is under the control of the evil one, wicked one. It said in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, that Satan has deceived the whole world. So if you're not following God's plan, you can be deceived. And that's why right now, 90% of the wealth of the world is lying in the hands of 5% of the people. The rest are working for them. And what God wants is he wants the church to be the benevolent empire of the world. He wants the church to be the distribution center for the earth. Say amen to that. I don't know whether you remember Joseph and what happened to Joseph. Joseph was raised up, and as you remember, the world had to come to Joseph to get provision. You all remember that? Joseph is a type of Christ. Jesus is the head, but we're the body. And because we have the wisdom of God, wealth should be with us. Because wealth always follows wisdom. God is the only wise God, and he's the richest person or richest one in the universe. Because wisdom and wealth go together. Well, the Bible says the wisdom of God is the word of God. I didn't get many amens out there. This is right. Maybe I have to wait on next Sunday. Now, my point to you is that this Leviticus 25 is a type and shadow. It's a type and shadow. Let's say I'm standing behind a wall, but you see my shadow. Am I close by? Yes. Try to put some grits and potatoes in that. Am I close by? Yes. All right. When I come out, my shadow you don't need anymore because you see me. But before I show up, my shadow is there. Got it? The Old Testament is a shadow of the reality of the New Testament. This, Leviticus 25, watch this. Verse 8, and thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. 7 times 7 is how many? 49. Then shall thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In that day of atonement shall you make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And you shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all the inhabitants thereof, and it shall be a what to you? A jubilee unto you, and you shall return every man, underline it, to his possession, and you shall return every man to his family, underline it. Next verse. A jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you, and you shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thy vine undressed, for it is the jubilee. It shall be holy unto you, and you shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this jubilee, you shall return every man to his possession. Verse 20. And if you shall say, what shall we eat the 7th year? Behold, we shall not sow, nor gather in our increase. Then I will command my blessing upon you. And in the 6th year, and it shall bring forth fruit for how many years? 3 years. Now, and you shall sow the 8th year. Lord, have mercy. This is better than I thought. All right, couple of things. One, Sabbath. 7 Sabbaths. If you know anything about the Sabbath, it was a day of what? Rest. So this Sabbath or day of rest was a type of something. It was a type of rest that mankind was to experience through Christ. Now just stay with me. You don't need to turn there. I'd like them to put it up on the screen, please. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 16. In Colossians chapter 2 and 16, he said, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or in the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come." The Sabbath days was meant as a shadow of something that was coming. Now, what was coming? What was it a type of? It was a reminder of God's promise to bring mankind back to completeness. In other words, to bring him back to a place where he or she will no longer have to bear the weight of their own provision, that God would provide for them and that they would enjoy the rest. As a result of Adam's sin, man had to toil for everything he got. God says, "I'm going to give you the Sabbath because I'm going to give it to you as a reminder that one day Christ is going to come. And when he does come, he's going to fulfill that Sabbath. He's going to make it so that this, he's going to restore back to mankind through Christ the fact that he doesn't have to go and labor every day and work and sweat and toil for his own provision, because I'm going to supply all his needs according to my riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Your days of working for a living are over. Oh, you're working all right, but you're working because it's your assignment. You see, when you have an assignment, God wants your attention and focus to be on your assignment. Not what am I going to eat, what am I going to drink, what am I going to put on, where am I going to sleep, what kind of car I'm going to drive. He doesn't want you to take care of that. He wants to take care of that. He wants you to take care of expanding the kingdom of God and taking the gospel throughout the world. So what else did he say in this year of Jubilee? In Leviticus 25, he said in verse 13, "In the year of this Jubilee, you shall return every man to his possession." Wow. Every man to his possession. What does he mean? He means that what's going to happen here is that everything that was lost, everything that was belonging to you, is going to have to be returned to you. Now watch this. Adam was the custodian, the steward, the owner over the earth. God put him here. He forfeited and gave it to Satan, and Satan took it and is running him with it. But now God put a provision that says everything that was originally yours, it has to come back to its original owner. When the trumpet sounds, it's got to come back to the original. I'm talking to you now. It's got to come back to its original owner. So Jesus was the trumpet. He stood up in Luke chapter 4, put it up on the board, and verse 18, he said this: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised." Watch this next one. "And to preach the acceptable year of the Lord." What is the acceptable year of the Lord? The year of Jubilee. It's whatever's been holding you, it's got to let you go. Whatever's been keeping kept from you, got to come back to you. I'm saying this, that this is your jubilee. Your days of toiling for a living are over. You're not going to be looking towards retirement anymore. Thank God you can retire, but retire because you want to retire, not because you're so tired that you have to retire. I'm here to tell you, you got something to say about your financial future. This is your year of jubilee. Whatever's been holding you down, got to let you go. In Luke chapter 13, it was a woman who had been bound, and she'd been bound for 18 years. And Luke 13 and verse 12, Jesus saw her and called her to him and said, "Woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity." Glory to God. I want to tell you right now, you are loose from financial famine. You are loose from everything that's been held back from you. This is your day, your year, your season. This is your jubilee. Glory to God. Now, put Luke 6:38 up there. So when the jubilee hit, notice he said 3 years. You're not going to have to plant. God can count. He can count what year it is. So he'll make the crop produce for 3 years. He'll make it so you got 3 years worth of crop, because he knows he's going to have you rest for 3 years. Say amen to that. So if you got Luke 6:38, give, come on, and it shall be given unto you. Keep going. Good measure, come on, press down, shaking together, come on, run it over, keep going. Shall men give into your bosom? I know what we've been doing in church. You bless me, I bless you, you bless me, I bless you. No, we're going to cut that out. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for us. So I'm going to bless you and I'm going to reap from the world. I'm going to bless you and I'm going to reap from the world. I'm going to bless you and I'm going to reap from the world. And pretty soon, the wicked of the world, the wealth of the world coming into the body of Christ, we're going to be able to build schools. We're going to be able to make boarding schools out of prisons. We're going to come up with new programs for the inner city. We're going to feed the children in Africa. We're going to do all of that, and people are going to see that Jesus is. Give the Lord a praise, because that's what it's for. Jubilee! Jubilee! I preach it right there. I preach it. Hala baba ba shata la ba shate. Now, we're going to Costa Rica. And I think they're supposed to have had a short 3 minute thing for it. Yep. Just put it on, praise God. Put it on. Hallelujah.
We thirst for you.